The Lord is my shepherd. I wonder how many people have said those words just this week, let alone for time immemorial, as people have encountered chaos and fear in their lives, or sadness and sorrow. I wonder if at prayer vigils for the victims of the stabbings at James Smith Cree Nation, I wonder if those words were said, or in whispered words under their breath when they first heard that the Queen had died all around the world. I wonder if people uttered those words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Of course, they're the first five words of the most popular psalm in Christendom. And they are spoken whenever someone is suffering, walking through the valley of shadows, or seeking comfort. They assure us that God is with us, even when we feel lost. And yet, in today's gospel, the Lord doesn't seem to be a very good shepherd. At least that's how it would have sounded to those who first listened to this parable. As we enter the reading, the scribes and the Pharisees are grumbling. I know, when aren't they grumbling? But this time, it's because Jesus was welcoming and eating with sinners. So Jesus tells them a parable that begins with an ironic question. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? The answer, of course, would have been none of us. Who leaves the entire flock to the dangers of the wilderness just in order to rescue one lost sheep? Now, I know we always want to sanitize this parable. We want to say, well, of course the shepherd made sure that the other 99 were safe, right? But that's not what Jesus says. The 99 are left in the wilderness. Not a sheepfold, not a safe, quiet valley. In the wilderness. And more importantly, this parable is about seeking the lost, not about keeping safe those who never were lost. So let's get our focus here. And that's the crucial message for us as church. Because we tend to focus not on where God wants us to go next, but on how to stay safely where we already are. How to keep what we have. How to preserve and maintain what already is. But don't you see, that is how the Pharisees and scribes tried to shepherd the children of Israel. With jealously guarded traditions about how everything should be done, and rigid rules about who and how everyone was supposed to be. So the message was, the subtext of that religious culture, just keep everything as it is. Don't take risks. Don't worry about the ones that aren't here. Cut your losses. Keep it safe. But that isn't the way of Jesus. So it can't be our way either. Do you remember these words? We have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We say it every Good Friday. First words out of our mouths. It's the old prayer of confession. And when unexamined, it's so much of what is negative in our tradition, isn't it? If you become lost, it's your own fault for going astray. So it's up to you to find your way back. And if you're sufficiently sorry, then maybe we'll let you back into the sheepfold. It's not what the prophet said. It's not what God says. It's what we say sometimes, though. But Jesus' way is different. Jesus' flock, us, are meant to be out in the wilderness, not safe and secure in a sheepfold. And why? Because our safety will never come from staying where we are or building fortress walls to keep the danger out. Rather, our security comes from staying close to the shepherd. It's as simple as that. And our shepherd will always be out in the wilderness. Why? Because that's where people get lost. And the church is not meant to be the place where the righteous graze and continually bleed on about how they wouldn't have gotten lost in the first place. The church is to be a community that deliberately seeks out the lost and intentionally welcomes back the one who just wants to be found. Just wants to be found, to be welcomed, to be embraced. In other words, Jesus' opener in today's gospel is meant to remind us that whenever the church gathers, like today, it must ask itself, who is missing? Odd question for such a full church on this rejoicing Sunday back, right? But who's missing? Who used to be here but has wandered away? Who has never been here at all? Whom we would rejoice in sharing the good news with? Hold on to that question for a second. In the second parable, Jesus speaks of a woman who has lost a coin. Now, if the first parable was about asking, who is not here, then this one asks, why aren't they here? Sometimes, like the sheep, people wander away of their own accord. But sometimes, people are lost not because they want to leave, but because they weren't cared for. Because, like the coin in the parable, they fell between the cracks. That's on us. So how do we find them? In the parable, the woman literally does a clean sweep. In case you wondered where that expression came from, now you know. Searching everywhere until she finds it. And then comes the bizarre part of the story. She throws a party to celebrate finding it. Imagine that. A gathering that would have cost her more than the value of the coin itself. Where is the wisdom or the economy or the good sense in doing something like that? There it is again. The difference between the economy of the Pharisees, cut your losses, protect what you have, and the economy of Jesus. Find whatever is lost at all costs, because it is worth everything. So think about these two stories and the way they're paired. If we only had the first parable, we might be tempted to over-identify with the lost sheep, pitying the wandering, those who wandered away, or condemning them for wandering away. Sure, you can feel something for a lost sheep, but you can't exactly feel sorry for a lost coin, nor can you blame it for being lost. But by putting these parables together, Jesus is drawing attention not on what was lost or why it was lost or who or what is responsible for it being lost. No. He focuses on the one who relentlessly searches to find what has been lost. A God that is not at all as the Pharisees imagine God, or the God that we have so often portrayed in the bleakest times of our Christian heritage, some of those very recently. God is not waiting for the lost one to come crawling back. No, this God will search and search, desperately trying to find each one who has been lost. And that's all of us. Who here hasn't been lost? Who hasn't erred and strayed from God's ways? But you know, there's one part of this gospel that still remains a mystery to me. Something I wonder about every time I graze on this passage. Did you notice that when the shepherd finds the lost sheep, he doesn't go back to the flock, but returns home with it? The question I've wrestled with is this. So what about the 99 sheep in the wilderness? What happens to them? Maybe the sheep who truly follow the Good Shepherd wouldn't still be out there in the wilderness waiting for the shepherd to return. Maybe they even followed him and it just wasn't mentioned. Following in the shepherd's footsteps to seek out what was lost as well. After all, don't sheep always want to be near the shepherd? And don't we believe that the shepherd always seeks the lost? So, if the Lord is my shepherd and your shepherd, and God can always be found out in the wilderness searching for the lost, then isn't that where we are supposed to be too? Amen.